So the first lunar eclipse of 2023 is definitely not for the faint of heart. It's in Scorpio, which is our collective, you know, cosmic urge to burn, purge, destroy, remove everything that's become old, stale, outworn, transform, make changes. It's all done because that's how our souls learn, and it's through these powerful or intense experiences that we get our wisdom, our lessons. Eclipses, of course, are a time where all the karmic doorways are open and change is normally accompanied by with it. Some may say it's even accelerated. It's almost looked at as if the universe has her foot on the gas pedal and she's just flooring it. Now, Scorpio can be a very uncomfortable placement for the moon, because what we all want to do is withdraw and nurse our wounds, but that's not really constructive, productive, it's not really useful. But in this position, we are given the privacy to process our change and our endings and allow our inner phoenix to arise from the ashes of the previous, you know, event or situation. It's also bringing the gift of Scorpio with it, allowing us to transmute the pain into power, transform the trauma into growth. Transform, transform, transform. Scorpio. It's all about Scorpio. Your psychic awareness might be turned up a little bit. Don't ignore the signs. Trust yourself. Trust your gut. It's heightened, but it's heightened for you to listen to it. You know, you were given this courage to leave our comfort and, you know, get out there to try something new. Staying safe might not be best for us. We do have some aspects with Mars and Cancer, so there can be an essence of leaving old family or emotional baggage behind, clinging to the past, as well as with Mars and aspecting Neptune, it can access energies of forgiveness, releasing the veil, truth, you know, the nitty-gritty, you know, even in the most difficult of situations. Of course, just always be careful, you know, don't let your emotions, as well as your heightened, you know, awareness, kind of make you feel too powerful or too boastful, because once again, this is for you, not for others. So it's going to be a time for you to process, you know. If you're doing any type of, you know, affirmations or rituals or, you know, little, you know, things to enhance this, you can focus on doing those that are in correlation to releasing old relationships or situations, as well as processing and overcoming and spreading your wings for new. It can be easy to lose control, like I said, with all the emotions and everything. So if you need to, take a few days rest. Let your feelings absorb and observe what's changing, what's going on around you. You know, it's okay to wait and see, just to make sure you're correctly know, leading or going the way you're supposed to. The modern ruler of this eclipse is going to be Pluto. It's newly in the sign of Aquarius at 0 degrees of this sign. This is going to be a glimpse into what the future holds from 2024 onwards, particularly with regards to our closest communities, friendships, relationships, and technology. Some of these themes may arise during the eclipse, some may not. Might be even a little subtle. But most importantly, this eclipse is about allowing what's past to be put in the past, even if that means it could be painful. We don't take control, and we're the ones to initiate this change for ourselves. We could find that the universe is going to do it for us. And of course, we don't always get what we want, but we always get what we need. So, hopefully, this is a good eclipse for everybody.